Andy.
When did you first see the ship? I think you saw it in Cuxhaven, didn't you?
Yeah, I did, yeah. I joined it in Cuxhaven, which is in Germany, in case your geography isn't very good. And I think it was the beginning of December, or the middle of December.
But it was cold.
Oh, it's freezing cold, and there was no heating on the ship, you know. There was one diesel fire in the mess room. No heating in any of the cabins.
I heard you tell me once about that exploding or something.
The first day I came, actually.
That must have been quite
wasn't my fault. There was this mad Dutchman, you see, that decided, I hope he's not listening, but he decided anyway that he'd repair this diesel fire. Because it had gone on fire the previous day. And so he got his head in the back of it and tried to light it up, and it more or less exploded, and his head came out all black.
There was another time, actually, that diesel fire, which was in the mess room now, I've never seen it myself, but there was also one in the kitchen, right? A very small one.
I didn't see the one in the kitchen. Maybe that had disappeared by the time I was here.
I ripped it out and threw it overboard.
Did you?
No, I heard that there was another big fire in there, and everybody was freaking out.
That was
out.
In the mess room?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the one I'm talking about.
Ah.
Yeah, the one in the mess room.
But that's really strange, because at first, actually, when we first came on the ship, we didn't have a proper generator engineer at all. So there were periods of time when we were broadcasting in January and February when we actually went off the air, which was about 1 o'clock in the morning or maybe even two, we actually had to switch off the generators completely to give them a rest, because the only person who was looking after the generators was, in fact, the electrician on board, who is Raf. And he didn't really know that much about the generators, although he tried damn hard, and he knew more than everybody else did. So we had the generators off for the period of time which we were off the air, which was, it was from about 1 o'clock in the morning through until, what time, 7 o'clock, 8 o'clock? 8 o'clock we used to come on, I think.
There was another time, actually, probably sounds very Mickey Mouse, actually, but a lot of the things about the earlier times of the station do, but fortunately things are a lot more together now. There were times, in fact, that we, in fact, broadcast at night and not in the day.
Yeah, that's true.
Because we had no way of lighting the ship if we had the generators off.
Yeah.
And a ship at night with no lights on is...
Well, it's really terrifying. There were a few nights that we spent, quite a few nights that we spent with no lights at all on the ship, only the emergency lighting on the ship, which is 12-volt operated, 24-volt operated. And really, honestly, to sit on a ship with no generators going and with the lights getting dimmer and dimmer and dimmer in the middle of winter...
Were you on the ship when we didn't have any emergency lighting at all?
No, I wasn't. No, it was afterwards.
Yeah, but there were times, anyway, we didn't even have the emergency lighting on the ship. That's quite a recent innovation, anyway.
Mm.
You know, we had sort of one or two hurricane lamps, but there was a time when we ran out of fuel for the hurricane lamps. You can, in fact, put diesel into hurricane lamps, but they smoke a lot and they're very dangerous, but you're supposed to put paraffin in them. You can, in fact, put diesel oil into them, and in fact, we did that eventually.
Mm. Very difficult to light diesel, though. That's the only problem, isn't it?
It's possible, you know, you can do it, but it's not too safe, I don't think, anyway, and it certainly makes a lot of smoke, you know.
I'll tell you what, we'll play another record and we'll come back to that, eh?
Righty-ho.
The summer sounds in the air.
Radio Atlantis.
In everything that's been done on the ship, and really, we've done it ourselves. Andy, myself, and all the rest of the crew on board, all the disc jockeys, everybody has done it themselves. We've panelled all our own cabins, we've done the mess room, we've painted the ship, we've done everything ourselves. And, you know, it's marvellous to look back now and see the achievement that you've made. I tell you what, I'm going to play this, and then it's time for the news, eh? Fantastic voice of Terry Davis, real singer, that guy, and that's Atlantis Lovers and Friends, probably the first time you've heard it on the air. Hope so, anyway. Okay, it's time to go over to the newsroom now, and we'll join you in about 2 minutes.
On the half hour, Radio Atlantis News!
Good evening, this is David Rogers reporting. In Cyprus, there's been a military coup, and the National Guard have now taken control of the island. A statement from the new regime says that President Makarios has been killed, but a broadcast from the Turkish Cypriot radio station in Nicosia claims that the Archbishop is still in the presidential palace. A look at the weather. Tonight will be rather cloudy, but the belt of rain affecting northern areas will later disperse. Tomorrow will be rather cool, with rain once again affecting most areas. This has been Radio Atlantis News. The next bulletin will be at 8:30.
That was
was a nice one, wasn't it? Nice one, Cyril. 24 minutes past 5 o'clock on Atlantis. Music in 74. And don't forget that John Harding is coming up in 35 minutes' time. And that sounds rather interesting. I might even listen if I think that John Harding... No, I don't know. John Harding's no good, is he? I won't bother to listen, but you could if you like. I'm only sitting.
Well, dearie me. Well, 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 well. Would you believe it? This, in fact, is Radio Atlantis on 229.
Hey, look alive! Everything lights up, makes you want to shout. Talk about happiness, that's what we are talking about.
Radio Atlantis.